Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ernie Orovitz. Batting second. The left fielder, Tom Umflett. Batting third. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Klein. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Porterfield. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Bob Porterfield. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting second. The second baseman, Hector Lopez. Batting third. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Finnegan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Billy Shantz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cloyd Boyer. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Cloyd Boyer. And now, play ball. Ernie Orovitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orovitz hits a fly ball into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Umflett throws the ball into Runnels, who tags DeMaestri, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Porterfield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Senators. Bobby Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein takes first base on ball four. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a fly ball into right field. Orivet settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ernie Orivets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orivets is 0 for 1 in the game. Orivets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0 for 1 in the game. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cloyd Bowyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowyer hits a pop-up towards short. Klein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vernon moves to third. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bowyer fields it and throws to home to get Vernon. Groth moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Courtney hits a pop-up towards short. DeMaestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bowyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 1 in the game. Lopez hits a line drive into center field. Groth picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Groth. Lopez moves to second. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0 for 1 in the game. Vallo takes first base on ball 4. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 1 in the game. Zerniel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 1 in the game. Simpson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Umflett. Simpson reaches second base with a double. Lopez scores. Valo goes all the way around to score. It's Senators, 2, Athletics, 2. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Athletics 2. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Porterfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Orovets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orovets is 0 for 2 in the game. Orovets hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0 for 2 in the game. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Finnegan hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0 for 1 in the game. Shantz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Severs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cloyd Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer hits a pop-up towards third. Severs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Athletics 2. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Groth hits a fly ball into center field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 0 for 2 in the game. Severs strikes out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. DeMaestri strikes out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lopez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elmer Valo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Valo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klein scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Athletics 2. The Senators will come to bat. Bobby Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Klein is hit by the pitch. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Porterfield bunts towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Lopez covering, for the out. Klein moves to second. One out. Ernie Orovets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orovets is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Orovets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Klein moves to third. Two outs. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0 for 3 in the game. Umflett hits a fly ball into center field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0 for 2 in the game. Zernial strikes out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Simpson hits a fly ball into left field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 2 in the game. Power hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Finnegan hits a pop-up towards third. Severs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Athletics 2. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Boyer covering, for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Vernon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zernial. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 0 for 3 in the game. Severs hits a fly ball into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0 for 2 in the game. Shantz hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cloyd Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Boyer bunts towards third. Severs fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boyer moves to second. Two outs. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Severs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Athletics 2. The Senators will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Boyer covering, for the out. Two outs. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Porterfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Boyer covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards third. Severs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-3 in the game. Zernial takes first base on ball 4. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Simpson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zernial moves to third. Simpson moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Power is walked intentionally. Ina Slaughter pinch hits for Jim Finnegan. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klein fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Zernial scores. Simpson moves to third. Power moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 3, and Washington Senators, 2. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.